Thank you so much, Stephen. Thank you. I'm so tickled to see everyone here. And to follow up, it looks like I'm the caboose of this train. And to follow up on some amazing work, I'm just honored to be here. And I'm from cold and dark and powerless Connecticut. To come down here and have a hot shower and hot coffee was just nirvana. So I'm so glad to be here. But I think Stephen mentioned that I was SNAP-Ed funded, which I've been for about 10 years, which is USDA SNAP-Ed funding, the adjunct program to the SNAP program, which is now the new name for food stamps. So with that funding, I would love to share with you actually what was probably about 4 or 5 years of the most fun I've ever had in my job. And this funding resulted in development and delivery of nutrition ed workshops called Hip and Cool, Fruits and Veggies Rule. I have no disclosures. I was funded by SNAP-Ed, as you know, and Radio Disney, who you'll hear about, was a consultant. So in these few minutes we have together, the session objectives I would like to reach here for you would be to highlight this evolutionary process of what I went through to develop this this food and cooking based workshops, which I really think were motivational and turned out to be, according to outcomes, which you'll hear about later, and then describe the strategies that framed program development that led to the positive outcomes to empower families. So a little bit of background. As I mentioned, I was a SNAP-Ed educator for years and still am, but I was already working in preschools, spending a lot of time with a community partnership through a Department of Public Health in Connecticut. And they have, you may have heard of him, I don't know, Captain Five-A-Day is one of my buddies. He's a character that was born there, who was born there around 1995, and he is a character, you'll see his picture in a little bit, he's a character that has a adventure box of materials that goes along with him, and the adventure kit goes to preschools, Head Starts and school readiness funded preschools in Connecticut to deliver some fun fruit and veggie information and whole grain information, et cetera, to families, to teachers, et cetera. So as I was in these schools and spending a lot of time and getting to know a lot of these teachers, we would have a couple focus groups, and in my mind I'm thinking, you know, about nutrition education anyway, because I was a nutrition educator. But as I started having interviews and focus groups and spending time with these teachers, these were the points that kept coming out over and over again, that in a lot of these sites, which were in a number of low-income areas in Connecticut, fruit and veggie intake was low. Food preparation and kitchen skills were poor. These were the teachers sharing this with me. Poor quality lunches from home were coming in more and more. There was an increase in overweight preschoolers. Parents' barriers to attendance. The teacher said to me, you've got to figure out some things here because they won't come and do this type of thing. They won't go home and come back. There's issues with childcare. There's issues with transportation. So there's barriers. And then the teacher said, we don't feel comfortable supplying health education, per se, like a full workshop, so we need you to help us figure something out here. Some additional interview outcomes were that, to bullet these for you, they said, you know, you need to offer sessions that are acceptable and fun. You've got to think outside the box. If there's any chance for incentives, those are key with our populations. Bilingual delivery is a must in some sites. These barriers for parents, as I mentioned already, transportation, schedules, childcare, we've got to figure that out and work together, or the parents won't come. This has to be no cost. And a recognizable theme or a media name, wow, would that bolster recruitment? So all of that in my head was floating around, and the bottom line was that, and I see that font's a little tiny, sorry about that. The bottom line was that it seemed to be that I needed to come up with a new way. I needed to have some cultural connections. I needed to be sort of motivating and empowering, and I needed to sort of be different. I needed to think outside the box. So again, while some of this is good timing and lucky strikes, because at that time, as I was getting to know people in the community and spending a lot of time in the community, I thought, geez, you know, there's a lot swirling on around me. I can leverage some of these partnerships and relationships. So, as mentioned, I was already in preschool sites. I was already a SNAP-Ed educator, and I have a faculty appointment at UConn, so I work with a plethora of undergrads and grads who are around and trained and knowledgeable, and I thought, whoa, got to tap into this. So my resources just kept popping up to me like, they're here, I need to do something here, and I had already mentioned to you, there's my Captain Five a Day. He's a buddy of mine. He's this preschool partner program I worked with through the Connecticut Department of Public Health. But the second bullet there, this media, this lucky strike, was one of these, this Radio Disney strike was one of these just good timing type of things. They were in Hartford, and they were, their community promotions team was at an Assembly Matters workshop at a Hartford school. And because I love to make friends, and I'm basically a chatterbox, I just went up to these people and said, I have an idea. Would you listen to me about this idea? And one thing led to another. And it was a year or two later, but one thing led to another. And so as I say, it just was, that was a lucky strike. So still, as I'm thinking about these workshops, my goals were essentially simple. I just wanted to increase knowledge about fruits and vegetables, including the economical purchase and preparation of vegetables, and then to motivate these culturally diverse families to change behavior to increase the purchase, the prep, and the consumption. My model for intervention that kept coming back to me was Bandura's social learning theory, this the observation, the imitation, the modeling. When we were all together in a room, there were teachers participating. Obviously, children were with parents. I had dietetic students there. All of this together just sort of was this big ball of wax that came together in that the role modeling really was able to then be reinforced in the classrooms, because the teachers, who I had just mentioned to you, who said, we don't really feel comfortable teaching this, because we did it in a fun, sort of silly, creative, different way, the teachers said, oh, we can do this. So it worked well. So the workshops, my plan was, and this is basically how it turned out, they were going to be hour-long, interactive, culturally tailored. I went to the university, of course, and received full university IRB approval. The workshop script was based on, at that time, because I did these from 05 to 2010, the workshops were based on my pyramid and the Dietary Guidelines for Americans. As we know, those have now changed. We have the DGA 10, and the My Pyramid is now My Plate. Simple concepts related to the purchase, prep, and consumption. So, for instance, purchase, we would talk about things like fruits and veggies come in many forms. Let's talk about dried and canned, and let's talk about ways you can buy these economically, you know, talking about farmers, talking about local ways to get fruits and vegetables. Prep, we would talk about, you know, have you tried eggplant this way, or have you tried eggplant at all, or have you tried kiwi, or have you tried cantaloupe, or we just, this was scripted, and it was definitely revolved around these three points. And then, of course, consumption, we talked about recs, you know, recommendations, and how much fruits and veggies mean to you and your kids' health. And we talked very simply about rainbow of color. And it's funny now that the My Plate has come along, because the people involved with me are so tickled as we look back that, whoa, we were talking about rainbow on your plate and fruits and veggies a while ago, covering half your plate. So we're thrilled. But I also wanted to deliver these, of course, in English and or Spanish with this bilingual media talent. So as I talked to the media more and more about this, I said, whoa, you know, we really need someone bilingual. It just is not going to work if we don't. So we found one, and she became my Just the Five-A-Day Chef, the Fruit and Veggie Chef. She was Five-A-Day for a little while. The script was delivered in advance, and essentially she, you know, wore a silly chef hat, a Five-A-Day apron, very colorful clothing, and my friend Captain Five-A-Day was in attendance. Management and coordination was a big part of this. I will not keep that from you. You know, I spent a decent amount of time, but was in the sites anyway. So connecting with the preschool sites to talk about how's recruiting going, what can I do to help you, that worked out well. But I also, as an instructor of record for three courses at UConn, was constantly looking at the semester schedule for my students, which students were rotating through community nutrition, where can I put Debbie, where can I put Joan, what can I do with this girl. So there was definitely some coordination. The media outlet, Radio Disney, that I used for 5 years, this became sort of like a well-oiled machine, because the first couple years we talked about, or we worked on the lessons learned and the issues. And because there's issues with anything. And then as it went on, the third, fourth, and fifth year were terrific, and we didn't necessarily have to start 4 months ahead. We could start 2 months ahead. And then additional add-on community partners, I was always out there shamelessly asking any food access agencies, any vendors, anybody, you know, can you spare some fruits and veggies? Because I'm doing this workshop, and we talk about eggplant, and, oh, can the people have an eggplant to take home? Would you give me some eggplant? So I was always out there doing that. So key to recruitment was visual communications was one piece for sure. These flyers, these were our flyers in English and Spanish. They look busy, and they are busy. The middle section, of course, gives them the information of where, you know, the who, what, where, when, and why. But I had to put on these and found this out as the years went by, that these folks needed to know that there were going to be chances to win, there were going to be incentives, there were going to be drawings, and that really drew them in. So with the workshops, the participants did receive, obviously, the workshop, and then all materials in English and Spanish they went home with. And we're talking about these, you know, food service management tips. Food resource management. Listen to me, my dietetic's coming in. Food resource management, fact sheets on health benefits, all the recipes. Many came from this SNAP-Ed connection. If you haven't been to this USDA site, I have it listed for you here. It's terrific, English and Spanish recipes. This bag of fruits and veggies to take home, opportunities to draw for door prizes. Some of the sites seized opportunity to combine this event with a health fair. So some of the sites really ran with this event. And we always had SNAP materials on site so that people could have information about where's your local DSS office, your Department of Social Services, to sign up for SNAP. So our program evaluation surveys, we did a fruit and veggie fiber screener survey from nutritionquest.com, nominal charge, in English and Spanish, and that was before the workshop started. So folks would come in, and they were given this color-coded survey I'm going to talk about next, but on the top was a fruit and veggie fiber screener. And ahead of time, I worked out to make sure that the sites that had a high population of Latinos and Spanish speakers had staff from the site available to help. I know about 10 things, and 10 words in Spanish, so, and I don't speak your accent, so wonderful. So I so wish, if I had time, I would love to get entrenched somewhere in Barcelona or something and learn Spanish. But we make it work, and so the staff was so helpful to me. And the color-coded surveys, as I said, were under the staple, and the color-coded surveys went along with the workshop. So as my Just the Five-A-Day Chef, or my Just the Fruit and Vegetable Chef, I should say, would do her section on a rainbow color. Say, for instance, she just finished the purple section. She would say, now it's time to turn in your packets to the purple page, and I'll give you a few minutes to answer those three questions. And one question on each color-coded page, always related to knowledge, and to see if they were absorbing the information. And one question always related to food resource management. And then another question at the bottom, usually related to based on this workshop that you just heard, which of the foods below would you be willing to purchase and consume? And of course, there were six or seven choices there, and they'd circle the ones, and the correct ones to circle would be the ones that really highlighted what Jess the chef just talked about. So evaluation process-wise, we had about 40 adults and 50 children average at each workshop. In over 5 years, we were able to educate 2,000 adults and 2,500 children. We were in sites. I was in sites all over Connecticut, and what pops out to me from that list especially are cities like Hartford and New Haven and Waterbury and Bridgeport, which are some of the poorest cities in America, actually. So we definitely were in low-income areas. The evaluation for outcomes of this fruit and veggie fiber screener I just mentioned to you demonstrated, probably no big surprise to you, adult intakes were below recommendations. Majority of the participants responded correctly to questions and information given. 60% or more, of the participants reported an increased desire to purchase fruits and veggies, and nearly all participants reported learning a new way to prepare veggies. So our results suggested that a one-time motivational, culturally tailored program could raise awareness and improve knowledge, and it may increase desire to purchase or consume fruits and vegetables among those who are low fruit and veggie consumers. And then additional outcomes, key feedback from the teachers were that, wow, this was fun. You addressed barriers in a palatable and fun format. the interaction and motivating energy from the chef with her silly hat on and her fun, you know, her fun clothing and the fun way we scripted to do this, it was appreciated. Participation was excellent. Incentives were absolutely key. Grocery stores I worked with were able to give, $10 certificates, $20 certificates, and we would have these as door prizes. The workshops were offered during convenient times for the parents, which was also very key. To have these parents go home and come back was just not going to work. So we would offer at 10 a.m. if they said that was the right way for their parents, or if the site director said that 3 o'clock when the parents pick up, that's what we need to do, then that's what we did. And the teacher said, we can reinforce these in the classroom. Teachers and administrators and parents all reported terrific, just great dialogue afterward and valuable, valuable time. Testimonials I won't read to you, but they continued to, all of them showed over 5 years, terrific high energy presentation, and the kids and the parents loved it. Here's some pictures for you. Our Captain Five a Day on the left, as I told you, he's my buddy. And the upper left picture shows you we went outside if we had to, and we made it work. And then again, additional benefits over the 5 years were extra PSAs and extra home site time, homepage time on their website. So Radio Disney was a real friend to me. And so in summary, best practices were leverage your partnerships, get stakeholder input, and this edutainment term is really, really workable. To entertain as you educate, it works for this group. It did for me. And transforming this high-level information into simple, simple points they can take home. The media partner was a great piece, but it's important for you to know that this could be replicated for less cost. And then many thanks to all, gosh, I had so many stakeholders, and my colleagues, Dr. Valerie Duffy and Heather Harrington-Paracchio, were terrific helps to me. They aren't here, but I thank them a lot. So thanks for your time.